Blog Talk Radio.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Yes, Rastafari.
I'm going to testify.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Yes! Rastafari.
The leader who taught Bob.
He was like a preacher. He preached Rastafarianism. And he had a following. He hooked up with Bob as a young boy. I think that they gelled together.
Bob looked up to him.
Oh, yes.
To all the suffering going on in Jamaica, it turned you into a militant person. Because you always have to try to find a way out of this system. And we see Rastafari as a liberationist religion.
It is prophesied that oppression make the wise man mad. And who is madder than my servant? Said the Lord, our God, Rastafari.
The Rastafarian were the only true Afrocentric black people who preached self-reliance, who preached self-confidence.
But we interpret the Bible a different way. Most of these places that they're telling you about in the Bible is in Africa. The Garden of Eden is in Africa. The teaching that we get from the elders then is that we always have to look for a black man as God for we. Somebody that we can identify with.
Christ promised mankind that he will return within 2,000 years. And then when he returns, he will be the King of Kings through the lineage of King Solomon and King David. Now we look out here to see who is this one man, Haile Selassie I the First.
Emperor Haile Selassie I is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. He's our God, Rasta God. Rasta said, the purpose of life is to be happy. Everybody's supposed to be happy. And live in peace, love, and unity. Yeah, man. I think when him start take it serious now as a Rasta man was, and him start grow him dreadlocks.
Locks meant that you were a Rastafarian, and you've taken a vow, Nazarite vow, not to cut or comb your hair for a certain length of time, and it has a significance, and it's not to be taken lightly.
How important are the dreadlocks?
This?
Is that part of being a Rasta?
My identity, man. Yeah, this is my identity.
Then you go through all the various rules for living as set out by the Bible, how you eat, how you live, how you treat other people. And he believed that if you practice these things, well, life would be better, not only for you, but for everyone else.
Got to have higher now. For the rain is
falling. Marijuana is illegal in Jamaica, but the Rastas say they smoke it because the Bible tells them to. The book of Revelation says to partake of the herb.
Herb was like a sacramental food to us. We take it for reasons, not just to get high. It puts us in a holy, peaceful, happy, inspirational mood.
Were you born as a Rasta?
I was born, you know, and growing. There was a certain amount of consciousness in myself. That, you know, it was always a lonely world, not finding people who might think like me, you know. So after going on and come to Kingston, meet some more people, them people is Rasta. You talk to them and find out it's the same thing we have inside. It's the same thing.
How old were you when this started to happen?
This is about 17, 18, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think in the belief or knowledge of Haile Selassie, Bob found his real father, which he never really knew.
I think he saw himself now. This is where he found himself, yes. No more about being half white or half black. It's just one love.
One love, one heart, let us join together.
Undaunted by the driving rain, a sea of faces awaited at the Palisados Airport the arrival of a living legend. For some, he was the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah, even a god. Members of a local cult, the Rastafarians, who worship this figure as a deity, were present in full force. His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, Emperor of Ethiopia, arrived.
When the plane landed, thousands ran out to surround the plane. Some of them smoking. And police were powerless. And Selassie came to the door of the plane, I remember, and after about 20 minutes, and he just looked and went back in. Took a long time to get him off the plane.
So he came off the plane and he breathed. I said, wait, but this is a little man. This little man, they say, is God. I'm crazy.
I sit there on my bicycle, waiting on him, and when he come up, he look right in my face. It's like him looking to everybody's face. But he look upon everyone. I remember I see that.
And he just turned his head around, and he was looking straight at me, and he did like this. Then I look, and I saw his hand, and I saw a mark in his hand. And believe you, my brother, when I saw that.
I'm going to testify. This is the Cape Coast Castle in Ghana, West Africa, where enslaved Africans were shipped to the Caribbean, to North America, and other places in the world. From this castle, on the average, 10,000 enslaved Africans were shipped year by year. Altogether, about 60 million Africans were enslaved. Whoever went through the door had no chance of coming back. That is why this door got the name, the Door of No Return.
Perhaps the significance of Hanukkah and the Jewish revolt does not lie in a miracle or in a military victory at all, but in something far more profound. The struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day, not only for the followers of Judaism, but for the faithful of all the world's great religions.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise. All the day long, 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 all the day long.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Glory, Rastafari.
Glory,
Rastafari.
Glory,
Rastafari.
מזמור בבית, מזמור לאסף. אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, בקרב אלוהים ישפוט. עד מתי תשפטו עוול, ופני רשעים תישאו סלע? שפטו דל ויתום, עמי ורש הצדיקו. פלטו דל ואביון, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי ארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד השרים תפולו. Kuma Elohim Shafeta Haaretz Ki Ata Tinhal Bechol Hagoyim.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Tevet, Mizmor Le'Asher.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerem Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
Rubber dumb spinning, let it turn, the messenger speaking. Keep the rubber dumb spinning, let it turn, the messenger speaking.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires sentiment. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years, for blessing. For you are a generous God, who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for informers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer, and may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless. bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In
amen.
Your Torah. In amen. Your Torah. In amen. Your Torah. In amen. Your Torah. In amen. Your Torah. In amen. Your Torah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflasya.
The whole place is due for help.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Glass!
Rastafari.
Glass!
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfashadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer. that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Keep the rubber dome spinning. Let the tune of the message of speaking. Keep the rubber dome spinning.
Keep the fire burning. Boy, yo, yo, yo. Really and truly. Silly ball. Boy, yo, yo.
Yes, yes, yes. Linville Thompson right there in Temple Rockers with Sister Yvonne. Spin them, O Jaja. Sov. Yes, I. Hanukkah, who? Tov. Hag Tov. A good holiday, a good day. Yes, I. Here for these 8 days.
You know we are Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
On the sixth day, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, prince of the children of Gad, offered. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, a silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, the son of Deuel, the son of Deuel, the son of Deuel, the son of Deuel.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
And here for day six of Hanukkah, Sameach. Livication, dedication, renewal, Hanukkah, Sameach, happy renewal. HaMaccabim, Sameach. Happy Maccabees fighting holiday, Book of Maccabees, here. Fourth book of Maccabees, chapter 6 here, for the sixth day. Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
This reading will be 4 Maccabees, chapter 6. In the eye of a brother, I'm locked. Brotherly bonds and a mother's love. And when this one also died a blessed death, being cast into the cauldron, the seventh son, the youngest of them all, came forward. But the tyrant, although fiercely exasperated by his brethren, felt pity for the boy, and seeing him there already bound, he had him brought near, and sought to persuade him, saying, Thou seest the end of the folly of thy brethren, for through their disobedience they have been racked to death. Thou too, if thou dost not obey, will thyself also be miserably tortured and put to death before thy time. But if thou dost obey, thou shalt be my friend, and thou shalt be advanced to high office in the business of the kingdom. And while thus appealing to him, he sent for the boy's mother, in order that in her sorrow for the loss of so many sons, she might urge the survivor to obey and be saved. but the mother, speaking in the Hebrew tongue, as I shall tell later on, encouraged the boy, and he said to the guard, "Loose me, that I may speak to the king and to all his friends with him." And they, rejoicing at the boy's request, made haste to loose him. And running up to the red-hot brazier, "O impious tyrant," he cried, "and most ungodly of all sinners, art thou not ashamed to take thy blessings and thy kingship at the hands of God, and to slay his servants and torture the followers of righteousness? For which things the divine justice delivers thee to a more rapid and eternal fire and torment, which shall not leave hold on thee to all eternity. Art thou not ashamed, being a man, O wretch with the heart of a wild beast, to take men of like feelings with thyself, made from the same elements, and tear out their tongue, and scourge and torture them in this manner? But while they have fulfilled their righteousness towards God in their noble death, thou shalt miserably cry, 'Woe is met for thy unjust slain of the champions of virtue.'" And then, standing on the brink of death, he said, "I am no renegade to the witness borne by my brethren, and I call upon the God of my fathers to be merciful to my nation. And thee will he punish both in the present life and after that thou art dead." And with this prayer he cast himself into the red-hot brazier, and so gave up the ghost. If therefore the seven brethren despised the torture even to the death, it is universally proved that the inspired reason is supreme lord over the passions. For if they had yielded to their passions or sufferings and eaten unclean meat, we should have said that they had been conquered thereby. But in this camp it was not so. On the contrary, by their reason, which was commended in the sight of God, they rose superior to their passions. And it is impossible to deny the supremacy of the mind, for they won the victory over their passions and their pain. How can we do otherwise than admit right reason's mastery over passion with these men who shrank not before the agonies of burning? For even as towers on harbor moles repulse the assaults of the waves and offer a calm entrance to those entering the haven, so the seven-towered right reason of the youth defended the haven of righteousness and repulsed the tempestuousness of the passions. They formed a holy choir of righteousness as they cheered one another on, saying, "Let us die like brothers, O brethren, for the law. Let us imitate the three children at the Assyrian court who despised the same ordeal of the furnace. Let us not turn cravens before the proof of righteousness." And one said, "Brother, be of good cheer," and another, "Bear it out nobly," and another, recalling the past, "Remember of what stock ye are, and at whose father hand Isaac for righteousness' sake yielded himself to be a sacrifice." And each and all of them together, looking at each other brightly and very boldly, said, "With the whole heart will we consecrate ourselves to God who gave us our souls, and let us lend our bodies to the keeping of the law. Let us not fear him who thinketh he kills, for a great struggle and peril of the soul awaits in eternal torment those who transgress the ordinance of God. Let us then arm ourselves with divine reasons, mastery of the passions. After this, our passion, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, shall receive us, and all our forefathers shall praise us." And to each separate one of the brothers, as they were dragged off, those who turned was yet to come, said, "Do not disgrace us, brother, nor be false to our brethren already dead. You are not ignorant of the love of brethren, whereof the divine and all-wise providence have given an inheritance to those who are begotten through their fathers, implanting it in them even through the mother's womb, wherein brethren do dwell the like period, and take there from during the same time, and are nourished from the same blood, and are quickened with the same soul, and are brought into the world after the same space, and they draw milk from the same fountain, whereby their fraternal souls are nursed together in arms at the breast, and they are knit yet closer through a common nurture and daily companionship and other education, and through our discipline under the law of God. The feeling of brotherly love being thus naturally strong, the seven brethren have their mutual concord made yet stronger. For trained in the same law and disciplined in the same virtues, and brought up together in the upright life, they loved one another the more abundantly. Their common zeal for moral beauty and goodness heightened their mutual concord, for in conjunction with their piety, it rendered their brotherly love more fervent. But though nature, companionship, and their virtuous disposition increased the ardor of their brotherly love, nevertheless, the surviving sons, through their religion, supported the sight of their brethren, who were on the rack, being tortured to death. Nay more, they even encouraged them to face the agony, so as not only to despise their own tortures, but also to conquer their passion of brotherly affection for their brethren. Reasoning minds, more kingly than kings, than freemen more free, of the harmony of the seven brethren, holy and well attuned to the keynote of piety. None of the seven youths turned coward, none shrunk in the face of death, but all hastened to the death by torture as if running the road to immortality. For as hands and feet move in harmony with the promptings of the soul, so those holy youths, as if prompted by the immortal soul of religion, went in harmony to death for its sake. Oh, all holy sevenfold companionship of brethren in harmony. For as the 7 days of the creation of the world do enring religion, so did the youth choir like enring their sevenfold companionship, and made the terror of the tortures of no account. We now shudder when we hear of the suffering of those youths. But they, not only seeing it with their eyes, nor merely hearing the spoken, imminent threat, but actually feeling the pain, endured it through, and that in the torture by fire, than which what greater agony can be found? For sharp and stringent is the power of fire, and swiftly did it bring their bodies to dissolution. And think it not wonderful if with those men reason triumphed over the tortures, when even a woman's soul despised a yet greater diversity of pain. For the mother of the seven youths endured torments inflicted on each several one of her children. But consider how manifold are the yearnings of a mother's heart, so that her feeling for her offspring becomes the center of her whole world. And indeed, here even the irrational animals have for their young an affection and love similar to men's. For example, among the birds, the tame ones sheltering under our roofs defend their nestlings, and those that nest upon the mountaintops and in the rock clefts and in the holes of trees and in the branches and hatch their young there do also drive away the intruder. And then, if they be unable to drive him away, they flutter around the nestlings in a passion of love, calling to them in their own speech, and they give succor to their younger ones in whatever fashion they can. And what need have we of examples of the love of offspring among irrational animals, when even the bees, about the season of the making of the comb, fend off intruders and stab with their sting, as with a sword, those who approach their brood and do battle against them even to the death. But she, the mother of those young men, with a soul like Abraham, was not moved from her purpose by her affection for her children. That's the conclusion of 4 Maccabees, chapter 6. Give thanks and praise. She has her hair, the MMS again.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The man born blind is healed. And Yeshua and Jesus passed by. He saw a man that was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rebbe, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Yeshua answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of Elohim should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, and that is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. Yeshua, Jesus, asserts his deity. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of Libation, and it was winter. And Yeshua, Jesus, walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said to him, How long dost thou make us to doubt, if thou be HaMashiach, if thou be the Christ? Tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, Many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For what of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, maketh thyself Elohim. Yeshua answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, Ye are Elohim? And he called them Elohim, to whom the word of Elohim came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Say ye of him, whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest. Because I said, I am Bein Ha Elohim, because I said, I am the Son of God, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know, and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand.
When they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good.
דוד. שמחתי באומרים לי בית אדוני מלך. עומדות היו רגלינו בשעריך ירושלים. ירושלים הבנויה כעיר שחוברה לה יחדיו. ששם עלו שבטים שבטיה עדות לישראל להודות לשם אדוני. כי שמה ישבו כסאות למשפט כסאות לבית דוד. שאלו שלום ירושלים, ישליו אוהבייך. יהי שלום בחילך, שלווה בארמנותייך. למען אחי ורעי, אדברנה שלום בך. למען בית אדוני אלוהינו, אבקשה טוב לך.
Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Good.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat
strong.
Shema
Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear. Here for the Shalishi. Here for the third Aliyah, the third up offering, the third reading right here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Niket, Sabbath at the end. Shabbat Niket, Sabbath from the end. Here for the Shalishi, the third reading here for this Shabbat Niket. Here picking up the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 41, here at verse 39 for the Shalishi. Vayomer paro el Yosef, acherei hodia Elohim, otika et kol zot aina nabona v'chakam kamoka. And Pharaoh said to Yosef, for as much as Elohim hath shewed thee, all this, there is none, no one so discreet and wise as thou. Vayomer paro illa Yosef, and Pharaoh paro said to Yosef, acherei hodia Elohim otika, for as much as Elohim, for as much as Elohim have shewed, made known to the known to the known all this, all this shown to the eye, all this. Acherei hodia Elohim otika et kol zot ein naron v'chakam kamoka, none, no one so discreet and wise as thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou, than the I. Ata tihye Allah beiti wa Allah pika yishaka kol ami raka ha kiseya egdala mimeka ka. And Paro, Pharaoh, said to Yosef, see, I have set thee over all the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Egypt. Vayomer paro il Yosef re'ei. And Pharaoh said to Yosef, re'ei, see, re'ei. Natatia otika Allah kola areta Mitzrayim. See, re'ei, I have set thee, over all the land of Egypt, over all the land of Mitzrayim. Re'ei. Natatia hotika alla kola areta Mitzrayim. And Paro, Pharaoh, took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Yosef's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, abrek. And they cried, bow the knee. They cried, abrek. And he made him over all the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Egypt. Vayarechev oto b'mira keveta ha mishneh. Asher lo, vaya yikru wa lifanayo, avrek, we na tona oto al kol areta Mitzrayim. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. Vaya rekev oto bi mira keveta ha mishne. Asher lo. And they cried before him, Vayikre'u Abrek. And they cried before him, Vayikre'u Lifanayo Abrek. 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 Bow the knee. Bend the knee. Abrek. With Naton Oto al Kol Aret Mitzrayim, and he set him over all the land of Mitzrayim. And Paro, Pharaoh, said to Yosef, I, Pharaoh, and without thee, I, shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Mitzrayim, in all the land of Egypt. Vayomer Paro illa Yosef, and Pharaoh said to Joseph, Ani, Pharaoh, ua bila adeka lo yarim isha etta yado, with etta raglo, bikol areta Mitzrayim. I am Pharaoh, I am Pharaoh. Ani, Pharaoh, u bila adeka, and without the I, u bila adeka lo yarum isha etta yado. And without the eye shall no man lift up his hand. Ve'eta raglo, or his foot, bekola areta Mitzrayim, in all the land of Mitzrayim. Joseph, rejected by his brethren, receives a Gentile bride, receives a bride of the nations. Verse 45. And Paro, Pharaoh, called Yosef's name Zafnat Paneach, and he gave him to wife Leisha, to Orset, to Eshet, and he gave him to wife Asenat, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of On, and Joseph, Ayusef, Yawasaf, and Yosef went out over the land of Mitzrayim, or the land of Egypt. Vayikra Faro Shem Yosef Safnata Pa Eneach. And Pharaoh called Yosef's name. Vayikra Faro Shem Yosef Safnat Pa Eneach. Safnata Pa Eneach. And he gave him to wife Leisha Asenat, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of On. Vayitena lo etta Asenata bata Potipherah Kohen On Leisha. And Joseph went out over the land of Mitzrayim. Vayetzei Yosef al aretz Mitzrayim. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Paro, Pharaoh, Melech Mitzrayim, king of Mitzrayim, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Paro, presence of Pharaoh, and went throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Kemet, all the land of Egypt, of Gibbet. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls, and he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Mitzrayim, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Yosef gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, enough, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. And to Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine came, which Asenat, the daughter of Potipherah, priest Kohen of On, bear to him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for Elohim, said he, hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. Vayikra Yosef et Hashem ha-bekora Menasseh kia nashani. Ki nashani Elohim et kola imali, with et kola beit avi. And Yosef called the name of the firstborn, Vayikra Yosef et shema habekor Korah, Menasseh, Kia, Nashani, Elohim, for Elohim hath made me forget Ki, Nashani. Ki Nashani Elohim et Kola Imali. For Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, hath made me forget all my toil. Kia, Nashani Elohim et Kola Imali. In all my father's house, where Eta called Beit Avi, 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 and the name of the second called he Ephraim, for Elohim hath caused me, has caused I to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. With Eta Shem Hasheni Akara Ephraim Kia Hifa Arani Elohim Be'eretza Anayi. And the name of the second, and the name of the second, with Eta Shem Hasheni, called he Ara Ephraim, for Elohim hath made me fruitful. Kia hifarani Elohim, for Elohim hath made I fruitful. Kia hifarani Elohim be'aretza onayi, in the land of onayi, onayi, in the land of my affliction, 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 affliction. And here, here, here. Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil, Yisrael, here for the Revi'i, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath from the end, Sabbath at the end, here, picking up with the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 41, here at verse 53, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath at the end, Sabbath from the end. Oatikaleina Sheva Shine Ha Shava Asher Haya Bi Eretza Mitzrayim. And the 7 years of plenteousness, and the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt, the land of Mitzrayim, were ended. Watikaleina Shava Shine Ha Shava Asher Haya Bi Eretza Mitzrayim Rayim Rayim. And the 7 years of dearth began to come according as Yosef had said. And the dearth was in all lands, but in all the land of Mitzrayim there was bread. And when all the land of Mitzrayim was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh, to Pharaoh, for bread. And Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, go to Yosef. What he saith to you, do, do, do. Liku il Yosef asher yomara lakem ta'su. Go to Yosef, Yahweh Saf, Yosef, what he saith to you, do. Liku il Yosef asher yomara lakem ta'isu. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. The famine was al kol lapinei ha'aretz, was over all the face of the earthly plain. And Yosef and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Mitzrayim, and all countries came to Mitzrayim, came to Kemet, came to Egypt, came to Gibbet, to Yosef, to Joseph, to buy corn, because that the famine was sore in all land. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil Yisrael. Here, first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 42. Yosef, Joseph, rejected by his brethren, preserves them, Compare and contrast Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 16. Here, Genesis chapter 42. Yosef, rejected by his brethren, preserves them. Now, when Jacob saw that there was corn in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, "Why do y'all look one upon another?" Now Yaakov saw that there was corn in Egypt. And Yaakov and Jacob said to his sons, "Why yomer Yaakov levanayo? Lama titarao? Why, lama, do y'all look one upon another? Titarao, 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 titarao." And he said, "Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Get you down thither there and buy for us, for I and I, from thence, from there, that we may live and not die." And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's ach, Joseph's wendon, Joseph's brother, Yaakov, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, "Lest peradventure mischief befall him. And he said, "Ki amar pena yika ara heinu asod, ki amar pena yika heinu asod, lest perhaps peradventure harm befall him." And the sons of Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, came to buy among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land. He it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but he made himself strange to them and spake roughly to them. And he said to them, "Whence come ye? Whence come y'all? From where? Come y'all. And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said to them, "Ye spies, y'all spies, to see the nakedness of the land, y'all are come." And they said to him, "Nay, no, my lord, but to buy food are thy servants come. Lo, Adoni, why, but they ka ba'ua, lishabara okel, we, I and I, all one man's sons, we, I and I, true, thy servants are no spies. Kulanu abnei isha echada, nachnu kenim enachnu lo hayu ebadeka miraglim." And he said to them, "Nay, nah, but to see the nakedness of the land, y'all are come." Why you merle him? "Lo, kia erwata haaretza patema liro. And they said, "Thy servants, 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one not. Kulama benu isha echada nachnu akenim nachnu lohayu evadeka miraglim vayomer lehem lo ki erata haaretza batema lerota vayomru shneim asara evadeka achim. Enachnu abnei isha echada be'aretz Kanaana v'hineya hakatona eta alinu hayom v'ha echada eneinu, and one is not v'ha echad eneinu. And Joseph said to them, that I spake to you, saying, ye, y'all spies. Vayomer elehem Yosef, hu asher divarti elekem leimor niraglim atem. And Joseph said to them, that is it. Hu asher divarti, that is it that I spoke to you. Hu asher divarti elekem leimor. Miraglim atem, y'all are spies. Miraglim atem, hereby y'all ye shall be proved. By the life of Paro, Pharaoh, ye y'all shall not go forth hence from here, except your youngest brother come hither. Come heya, 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 heya. Bezot. Tivachenu, hereby y'all shall be proved. Bezota tivachenu, chay Pharaoh, as Pharaoh liveth, chay Pharaoh, yima tetzrua mizeh, ki yima beor, i'achikem, hakatona hina. Y'all shall not go forth hence except your youngest brother come hither, come here. Sent one of you, shilchu mikem echad. Send one of you, shilchu mikem echad. Echad, send echad, one of you, shilchu mikem echad, and let him fetch your brother, and ye all shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be truth in you, or else by the life of Paro, by the life of Pharaoh, surely y'all are spies, shilchu mikem echad, v'yikach et achikem. We atem he asoru, we yibachenu divarekem ha emeta itkem, we him lo he faro kia miraglim atem. Send one of you and let him fetch your brother, and ye all shall be bound, that your words may be proved, whether there be truth in you, or else, as Pharaoh liveth, surely y'all are spies. Weim lo che Pharaoh kia miraglim atem. And he put them all together into ward 3 days. And Yosef and Joseph said to them the third day, this do and live, for I fear, I reverence, I respect Elohim. And he put them all together into ward 3 days. Vayomer elehem. Vayomer lehem And he said to them, Yosef, Joseph said to them, Bayoma Hashlishi, on the third day, Zota Esu, Wechiu Etaha Elohim, Ani Yae, this do and live, Zota Esu, 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 Wechiu, Wechiu, and live, Wechiu, Etaha Elohim, Ani Yare, for I reverence Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of nature, of nature, of nature, of nature. Ani Yare, Et Ha Elohim, Ani, 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 Ani.
አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮኢም
Did he get teased for being mixed?
Yeah, worse than teased. Teased is not the word. You call it rejected.
Rejected.
Yacht Hearn is every meal.
My father's a white and my mother black. No, them call me half caste or whatever. Well, me don't depend on nobody's side. Me don't depend on the black man's side nor the white man's side. Me depend on God's side. The man who created me, who caused me to become from black and white.
Oh, yeah, from day one.
can to set up the Rasta man.
Let me tell you something.
Give me love, you never see a chance, my. To wait for the youth to rise again, I shall prosper. You'll never get away. Nazi gentleman, a militant soldier. He no need no type of on him shoulder. He is coming from the army of the father. And only Rasta man can come over. Nazi come in at the champ, and the champ, and the champ. And never jump, and never jump, never jump, never jump, never.
You could never do a thing like that. You must be going crazy, or you're thinking mad.
Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume. Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Let up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
Can you see? The English language.
Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
Slash.
שיר המעלות לדוד, שמחתי ואומרים לי, בית אדוני נלך, עומדות היו רגלינו, בשערך ירושלים, ירושלים הבנויה, כעיר שחוברה לה יחדיו, ששם עלו הוא שבטים, שבטי יהדות לישראל, להודות לשם אדוני, כי שם ישבו כיסאות למשפט, כיסאות לבית דוד, עלו שלום ירושלים, ישליו אוהב העיך יהי שלום בחילך, שלווה בארמנותייך למען אחי ורעי, אדברן נא שלום בך, מעם בית אדוני אלוהינו,
Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
שיר המעלות לדוד שמחתי באומרים לי בית אדוני מלך עומדות היו רגלינו בשעריך ירושלים ירושלים הבנויה כעיר שחוברה לה יחדיו ששם עלו שבטים שבטיה עדות לישראל להודות לשם אדוני כי שמה ישבו כיסאות למשפט, כיסאות לבית דוד. שאלו שלום ירושלים, ישליו אוהבייך. יהי שלום בחילך, שלווה בארמנותייך. למען אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך. למען בית אדוני אלוהינו, אבקשה טוב לך.
שיר המעלות לדוד, שמחתי ואומרים לי, בית אדוני נלך, עומדות היו רגלינו, בשעריך ירושלים, ירושלים הבנויה, כעיר שחוברה לה יחדיו, ששם עלו הוא שבטים, שבטי יהדות לישראל, להודות לשם אדוני, כי שם ישבו כיסאות למשפט, כיסאות לבית דוד, עלו שלום ירושלים, שליו אוהבייך יהי שלום וחנך.
Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Good. Good.
Blessed be he who be we be, almighty power, source of Israel. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. We have today's psalm, Psalm 122, corresponding with the first day of the Metades Baal, the Hanukkah, Hag HaHanukkah Sameach, Feast of the Festival of the rededication, relivication, initiation, relighting, repairing of
the temple, the holy place. The repairing of the temple. Interesting, these words, the temple, repairing of our mind, repairing of our heart, the abiding place of Yahuwah, of Yahuwah, of Hashem Yeshua. Yes, sir, we have the pilgrim's joy. This psalm, Psalm 122, the pilgrim's joy. Shir ha me'elot, me'elot le'dawid, a song of ascent, song of degrees. Song of the Aliyah, me'alot, 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 of going up. Shir ha me'alot le'dawid, le'dawid, le'dawid. I was glad when they said to me, when they said to I, let us, make I and I go into the house of the Yahweh.
The Yahweh, the Yahweh.
I was glad, glad, glad. Shamech. Shamech, or some say Samech, Samech Ti, Samech Ti. You say Sameach, Samech Ti, Samech Ti, Samech Ti. De Omrim Li, De Omrim Li. When they said Omrim, De Omrim Li. When they said to me, when they said to I, Samech, Samech Ti, Samech Ti, Samech Ti. De Omrim Li, I rejoice when they said to I, make I and I go into the house of Yahweh. Beit Yahuwah, Beit Yahuwah. Nelek, Nelek, make I and I trod, make I and I go. Nelek, make us, I and I go. Beit Yahuwah, Nelek. I rejoice. I was glad when they said to I, make I and I go into the house of the Yahweh. One interpretation, one targum, Turguame, and the Turguame who? One targum interpretation of this psalm, Psalm 122, Psalm CXXII. What a very appropriate psalm for this season, for this day, Hanukkah. Hagaha Hanukkah, Sameach, Sameach, Samechti, De Omrim Li, Beit Yahuwah Nelek. I rejoiced when they said to I, make I and I go into the Beit Yahuwah, into the house of Jehovah. So one targum, interpretation, makes the mizmor, the chant, a pilgrim's happy, happy, happy meditation, meditation. After he had returned home from his visit to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, after his visit, after he had returned from Shalosh Regalim, from that pilgrimage, from that trod, from that appearing, that Mo'adim, keeping the Mo'adim of Yahuwah Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim. Now, according to other interpretation or other expositors on this 122, 122nd Psalm for this 12th of December, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopian, the faithful Judeo-Christian children of the Ethiopian, or to me, oh, children of Israel? And I say, yea, amen. This psalm here is also said to describe the pilgrim's sensations, the sensations, the perceptions, the vibes. One may even say the feelings while he is standing, while he is standing. Stand. Right? Get up on your foot. Get up. Stand up. While he is standing within the Beit Mikdash, the precincts, in the precincts, in the courts of Yahweh. Now, it is said, and we even will say yea, and second this, the Habarim can also hiditate and give their word as well. The second view, this latter view, does seem more probable, right? Although one could remember this once they leave from standing, but it begins right here with standing, because the basic understanding right here is that we have a song of degrees, a song of ascent, a Shir HaMe'alot LeDavid of David. He says, Samachti, Samachti, Beomrimli. I was glad, I rejoiced when they said to me, Beomrili, Beit Yahuwah, Nelek. When they said to me, let us make I and I, Nelek, indeed, Nelek, make I and I, Halak, right? Make I and I try, make I and I go into the Beit Yahuwah. Our feet, right? Om dot, hayu, ragalenu, our feet are standing, our feet, not we are standing, but our feet are standing within thy gates, O Yerushalayim, O Yerushalayim, Bish Araik, Yerushalam, Yerushalayim, within thy gates, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem. So we have this psalm right here for the first day of Hanukkah. What a very right psalm, an invitation to join the pilgrimage, to join Jatrad. And I rejoice when they said to I, make I and I go into the house of Jehovah, the Most High. Samachti. When they say Sameach, happy. Samachti. Here he says, I, Samachti. I rejoice. Samachti. Be'omrim li. Be'omrim, when they said to me. Be'omrim, when they said li, to me. Beit Yahuwah, Nelek. Nelek, and he, let us go. Nelek, let us halak. Let us try. So we have of David here. The Targum, some say omits, and the contents of the psalm point obviously to a post, some say, Davidic date. Certain grammatical forms in the Hebrew also belong to a later stage of the language. The words may have been an insertion due to the mention. There's the mention of David, of David, the well-beloved, the loving, in verse 5. But the key word here is, make I and I go, let us go. In heed, bamarinya nelek, nelek from halak, nelek. It's like the imperative, it's like a command. Make us go, let us go. In heed, nelek, make I and I try. So we have the reflections in Yerushalayim, the reflections. Our feet are standing within thy gates, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that art builded, she's built as a city that is compact, tight together. Where the tribes went up, Aliyad, even the tribes of Yahuwah, the tribes of Jehovah, Gziab, the stain of Yahweh, as a testimony. To who? To Israel. As a testimony to this nation? As a testimony to who? A testimony to Yisrael, to do what? To give thanks to the name, L'Shem Yahuwah, to the Shem, the name of Yahuwah. L'Hodot, L'Shem Yahuwah. So we have reflections here of Jerusalem. Let's go forward, verse 5, get that mention of David. For there were set thrones for judgment, the thrones of the Beit, Le Beit David, the thrones of the house of David. Note, not the throne only, but the thrones, right? The thrones, the kisot Le Beit David, right? The kis is like a throne, the kisot, right? Kisot. For there were set thrones for judgment. Remember what the Moshiach says? And you all sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Interesting, the Torah portion in Yahwasaf and Joseph, right? A type of Moshiach. Verse 6, pray. What are we implored to do, commanded to do, besought to do, to pray for the what? Peace of Jerusalem. Somebody say, pray for the peace of the world. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You know, we don't pray for the children of Cain. Right, we don't give condolences to the wicked. It's judgment. Right? Thrones are set there for judgment. The thrones of the house of David. What do we pray for? We pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. Right? Pray for the peace right? Sha'alu, Sha'alu, Shalom, Yerushalayim. Right? Sha'alu, Sha'alu. We ask, we pray, we ask. Right? May they prosper that love thee. May they prosper. Yishalayu, Lishalayu. O Habake, those who love you, female, those who love you, Jerusalem, those who love her, those who love she, those who love you, may they prosper. And so those who don't love Yerushalayim, those who don't love Ahinai, the city to Yerushalayim, those who don't love Zion, Akum, we don't pray for them. No sympathy to the wicked. We don't pray for the children of Cain. Right? Not I and I. Right? We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And may they prosper that love thee. Right? And thee there speaking to she. O Habake. Right? O Habake. May they Yishlayu. May they Yishlayu. May they prosper. Right? Who love thee. Peace be within thy walls. Peace be within her walls, Jerusalem walls. And prosperity within thy palaces. Now, it's very important to recognize what and where is the Jerusalem that we are speaking about in this event horizon. Because there's a lot of foolery going on. There's a lot of foolery going on with the world flesh and the counterfeit. Right? Not speaking about that so-called Jerusalem. We're talking about the true Jerusalem, where the throne of David and the throne of judgment are set. Right? As it says, Ethiopia. What's Ethiopia? This man was born there. Right? Princess shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to God. So peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For who? For my brethren. See, we pray this for who? For the brethren. For my brethren and companions' sake. We pray this for I and I brethren and companions' sake. Is the reason why we pray this for the Ahai, where Reai, for actually, and it's the Ahai here is saying my brothers. There's two ways of conjugating Achim, brothers, and Ahai, my brothers, in that sense, not just my brother Achi, but Ahai, my brothers, where Reai and my companions, right, almost like fellow shepherds. I will now say. Peace be within thee. Shalom Bach. Shalom Bach. Now, it's interesting. The Bach there is saying in her, in the I soul, in the soul of Jah people. For the sake of the house, the Beit Yahuwah Eloheinu, for the sake of the house of Jehovah, I and I, Almighty Power Source, I will seek thy good. I will seek thy good. Abakasha. Bevakasha, like we say in the Hebrew, Bevakasha, please, but it really has a sense of seek. Abakasha, Tob Lak. I will seek thy good. And it's interesting because in a sense we are speaking to Jerusalem, in that sense of speaking to, in that sense, the church, or speaking to Zion, speaking to her, speaking to she. We pray for her. We pray for she. In that sense, we pray for our Ima. We pray for our mother. We pray for the true church. We only bend the knee for the true church, not the American flag. We don't want to be blessed or get blessed by that abomination, right? That's why the call at the beginning is what? Samachti be'omrim li. I was glad when they said to me, I was glad, Samachti. I rejoice, Samachti. I was glad be'omrim when they said li. To me, Beit Yahuwah Nelech, make I and I go into the house of Yahweh. So these reflections here, to reflect on these reflections right here, even in the season like this, you know, in this psalm here for the 12th of December, beginning off the Baal, the Metades, Baal, or the Hanukkah, the repairing of the, you could say, the temple, the holy place, the relighting of the lights, the Maccabee fighting Isla Day, right? Reflections in Jerusalem are standing. The verbal form is called the perfect of experience when we look at the Hebrew. It signifies that our feet have been and still are standing. See, in the Hebrew, the om, right, the om dot, hayu, ragaleinu, ragal, igar, ragal, you know, our feet, right, om dot, hayu,
Hayu. They live, they exist. Hayu, they be. They be. Hayu, in essence. Not Hayu, but Hayu, they be. Right? Why you here? And it came to pass. Dot, they standing. So the idea here in the Hebrew is the perfect of experience. It signifies in the construction of the language for the intelligent reader and hearer the idea of our feet have been standing and are still standing. I'm still standing, right? We're still standing. It suggests that when the pilgrims reached the city gates, they halted for a while, somewhat spellbound, good God, spellbound by the sight of its magnificent, the Isle of City, and by the memories of the ancient glories. Jerusalem is built like what? She's built like a city that is tight, compact together, like the kibbutzim, compact together. If a pilgrimage occurred after the work of Nehemiahu or Nehemiah had been finished, with the walls and the ruined buildings restored, the word that conveys the expression which the city now made in comparison with its former depressing, downpressing appearance. Now it has been renovated, renewed, metades. It was now a completed whole. It was holistic, holy. A more satisfactory interpretation does not see in the words a description of just the city's material condition, but of its religious, its spirituality, how it uplifted the pilgrim spirits and the national, divine, prophetic, divine heritage, the purpose. The verb used for compact is the word chabar. Chabar, we have chabar, cheber, machiber, chabarin, machiber, society in Amharic, chebron, right, chebre, right, but here we have chabar. Chabar is used of human association. So when we say line of Judah society, Bamarinya, we say machiber, right, from that root chebre. We have chebron, right? We also have chaber, which is a member, a brother of the brotherhood, and chaberim, I associate. So chaber, like chebron, right, it's speaking of human association, human society, the society of His Majesty. And it yields the noun chaber, the chaber, or the chaver, the chaver, the chaver, which is companion. So we say chaverim, chaverim, shalom. Difficult to translate, the phrase has the meaning, it's challenging in the English, right? As a city in which companionship, the chaberim, machaberteinoch, together was fostered. So the city, the air, the atmosphere, the environment, it fostered that brotherly love, like the Church of Philadelphia, the brotherly love, the church of the one who has the keys of David. It was the center which held the scattered tribes together to gather in a coherent body, the body of Moshiach, of which he is the Ras, the Rosh, the head. Whither? This is where the tribes went up. Where the tribes aliyot. The city recalled the glories of the past, when the tribes came in their crowds, the throngs, on the three festivals, the Shalosh Regalim, in obedience of the ancient testimony. This is the testimony. We say, I got it. This is the testimony, as in Exodus 23 and 17, Deuteronomy 16 and 16. Jah. Oh, I and I don't want to hear this any kind of nonsense. No, what is John's testimony? What is your testimony to John's witness? That's what we bear witness. You know, this is the reason why there's a tribute to the martyrs. You know, it wasn't some nonsense. Oh, I love the Lord. No, it's a testimony as in Exodus 23 and 17. See, the truth is an offense, but it's not a sin. So don't stumble on the stone, stumbling stone. Deuteronomy 16, 16. So Deuteronomy 16, 16, Exodus 23 and 17. You see, when we came to where it says three times in a year shall all the zakar, the males, remember the males, present themselves before Yahuwah in the place which he has appointed, the appointed place where he has set his name, and they shall not appear empty. What is your testimony in obedience of the ancient testimony of Exodus 23 and 17 and Deuteronomy 16, 16? Take it down and take a chance and take a, not a chance, but, you know, I guess it's some. Some don't want to really see what the word says, because then you have to make some changes. All right? The ratchet don't change. They have no changes. But your children, we grow in grace and the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach as the tribes of Jehovah. It's not the tribes of Israel. Have you noticed that? They didn't say the tribes of Israel. They said the tribes of Exiavia, the sustainer, Yahweh, because after the schism,
the ism schism on the death of Shlomo HaMelech, Negus Solomon, the northern tribes ceased. They ceased to worship in Jerusalem. They stopped worshiping in Jerusalem. We can see some of this kind of happening even among some of the Israelites, ISUPK, the haters of His Majesty, the haters of Ethiopia. You know, they're like the northern tribes, Israel. They're like the Samaritans. They no longer worship in Jerusalem, 1 Kings 12 and 25. The psalmist's mind and the thought goes back and recalls to the earlier period when all of the 12 tribes acknowledging Hashem, acknowledging Elohim, assembled there in Jerusalem, in the city of the great king, on the festivals, the three pilgrim festivals, right, those seven, we could say, feasts, right, in the 7 months, the 7 moons of the year. For there were set, thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David, thrones of judgment. We have Psalm 9, verses 5 and 8, where the reference is to Hashem's seat. He has a seat of judgment. To the pilgrim, not only are the religious scenes and the spirituality scenes of bygone days brought to mind, we recall, we remember Zakkah, Zikkur, but likewise, the time when Jerusalem was the home of the monarchy. It's like we look at New Jerusalem, look at Addis Ababa, when that was the home of the monarchy and the kings of the Davidic dynasty exercise regal and royal functions there. For there were set thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. The last part of this here is the prayer for Jerusalem's welfare. All right, the prayer for Jerusalem's welfare and in the fullness of time and new name for New Jerusalem's welfare, the New Jerusalem's welfare, 6 to 9, not that old, hey, you have to know, right, you know, stand in the holy place when you see the abomination that causes desolation. Pray for Jerusalem's welfare, verses 6 to 9, from dwelling upon the happy pass, the joyful past, recollections of the past. The pilgrim's thoughts naturally turn to the present and the future. He prays, and I should pray for its prosperity, inviting others to join in the prayer, right, for the peace of Jerusalem, the true Jerusalem. Not that conspiracy up there, but there's a link. We'll touch on that. But let's look at verse 6 right here. He says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. There is a wordplay in the Hebrew which cannot be reproduced quite in the translation, where we see where it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, may they prosper that love thee. Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim, yishalayu o habayik, o habayik. There's something going on in the Hebrew right there. It's kind of an interesting, even with the sheen, we have the sha'alu, shalom, Yerushalayim, yishlayu, o habayik. So there's a little wordplay going on. First of all, we get the peace, right? Shalom. Literally, it's the condition of holiness or holisticness. Completeness, shalom, shalom in body, right, shalom in soul, right, or psyche, shalom in spirit, in the holistic sense. So the Rashi says, Aital is vital, that the fullness of shalom, the condition of wholeness and holisticness, in which nothing that is desirable and good is lacking, no lack. So we have shalom, then we have Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, the latter half being connected with shalom. But why that can't be reproduced? Because the Yerushalayim, the shalayim is dual. It's a dual piece. That word is in an ancient twofold construction, so it's like a double piece. Lion was like peace with God, with Elohim, and peace with man. That's kind of more of an implied sense. That's why, you know, some of it is quite challenging in the English, right? That's why we have to receive the Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit came upon them in the upper room, and they were able to discern the linguistics and the language. May they prosper. Yishlayu. 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 May they prosper, Yishlayu. He invokes a baraka upon Zion, and the African Zion's well wishes. See, really, because blesses whoever bless you, curses whoever curses you, we don't really have to respond to curses.
You don't have to respond to curses, whether it's on the internet or what. We don't really have to respond to it if we are walking in that baraka, right? So over this, may they prosper. So look at them, those who curse Zion, the African Zion. Are they prospering? Even though they may seem to prosper, it's a slippery slope. But those who pray for the peace of Yerushalayim, right? May they prosper that love thee. He invokes a baraka upon Zion's well-wishers, just as in Psalm CXXIX, Psalm 129 and 5, the psalmist hopes that her haters, the haters of the African Zion, may be ashamed and turn backward, may be confused and miserable. Yes, I. You see, some people say, oh, no, that's not Yahweh. You're going astray. Verse 7, right? Peace be within thy walls. We're not talking about what's outside of the walls. No, it's like Revelation 11, which is that reed like a rod was given, right? So you can measure the temple and the holy place and those who worship within, but the outer court is given to the dogs, whores, and Gentiles and all the craziness you see going on in the world, right? So we pray for the peace within Jerusalem's wall and prosperity within thy palaces. That's just speaking of the natural type in the Brit Chadash, the new and living way that he's consecrated for us beyond the veil, that is, say, the flesh. So we're seeing in the community of the faithful, the soul of Jah people, within the walls, the palaces, the same words as is found in Psalm 48, verse 14. And we touched on that for the Mondays, the standing psalm, Psalm 48. Make sure you note the last verse. Does it mean he'll be our guide to death? The proper reading, he'll be our guide for either. Last verse, or the last two verses here, for my brethren and companions' sake. So he prays this for peace for his brethren and companions' sake. I will now say, Shalom Bach. Shalom be in the eye, be in the soul of Jah people. My brethren and companions' sake, who are resident, they reside in Yerushalayim. Not that Yerushalayim over there where they kind of are confusing people about. No, we're talking about in that Yerushalayim which comes from above. You know, the new Jerusalem, who are resident in Jerusalem and whose personal fortunes and baraka and blessednesses are bound up with the prosperity of the city. The city, the consciousness, the King of Kings Christ consciousness. I will now say, Shalom Bach. I will now say, or the sense here is, let me now speak peace concerning thee. The idea in the Hebrew. Let me now speak peace concerning thee. Adabrana shalom bach. Adabrana shalom bach. Translate, I will now say more. Let me now say. Adabrana. Nah, let me speak. Pray to I. Adabrana shalom bach. Let me now speak peace concerning thee. Pray for the city's welfare. Verse 9. For the sake of the house of the Yahweh our Elohim. L'ma'ana beit Yahweh Eloheinu. Abakasha toblak. For the sake of the house of Jehovah, our Elohim, I will seek thy good. His final thought here concerning the Beit, the Beta, the Beit, the house. His final thought, right? See, the psalmist is like that Alpha, but he's thinking of the Beta, the Beit, the house, the Bat, the daughter, even the daughter of Zion. Because in the innermost sense, he is speaking in that sense to she, the daughter, and the soul. So the Alpha, right, speaking concerning Adabrana shalom bach le ma'ana beit Yahuwah Eloheinu bakasha tov lak. His final thought, and I final medi, is for the stability of Jah temple. Know ye not that ye, that your bodies are the temple of the living God? For the stability of the temple. That's the ability of the Jed, Judah, the Jed column, right? Which gives Jerusalem, Iras Salam, its distinctive and sacred and holy and set apart character. I will seek Abakasha. I will seek. Make I and I seek in prayer, in thanksgiving, in do good, do good, do good. Make I and I go up to Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, 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 my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom. That's my.
We don't care who likes it or not. As long as we know it's the truth. As long as we know it's the truth.
Every law is illegal.
Every government appointees what this earth today is illegal.
Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. We have to pray, yes we have to pray. We have to pray for the judgment day. So come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. Men see their dreams and aspirations crumble in front of their face, and all of their wicked intentions to destroy the human race. For I believe, for I believe, for I believe in reggae music, reggae music.
When we go out of Ethiopia one more.
Thank you.
mountain. Your love is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest themselves shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Good, 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 good.
Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 O Yisrael, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, 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 after the Order of Malachias Edek, we have Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit, Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit, Psalm 122. Shir Hama'illot Ledawid, Samachti Beomrim Li, Beit Yahuwah Nelek, a song of ascents of David. I rejoice when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Shir ha-ma'ilot, a song of ascents, a song of degrees, a song of going up. Shir ha-ma'ilot, lit David of David. Samachti, I rejoice. Be'omrim li, when they said to me, Beit Yahuwah Nelek, make I and I, let us go to the house of Jehovah. Samachti, be'omrim li, Beit Yahuwah Nelek. Hear, hear, hear. First verse, the Aleph verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit, Samachti Be'omrim Li Beit Yahuwah Nelek. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught that David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, Blessed be He, Ribon Shelah HaOlamin, Master of the Universe, I have heard men say, When will this old man die? So that Shlomo Beino, Solomon, his son, will come and build the appointed shrine to which we, I and I, shall ascend in pilgrimage. Nevertheless, I rejoice, Samachti, despite what they said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, assured me, assured I, Ki Tov Yom, Bachitzareka, May I leif. A day in thy courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. Hear, hear, hear. According to the words of Mizmor, Mizmor Pe Dalet, Fe Dalet, Psalm 84, verse 11. Ki Tov Yom, Ba Chitzareka, Me Aleif. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. For good day, Ki Tov Yom, Ba'chitzareka may aleif, for a day in thy courts, ba'chitzareka is better than a thousand may aleif. That is, I prefer a single day in which thou, the I, occupiest thyself with Torah. occupiest thyself with Torah, to the 1,000 burnt offerings, which thy son, Beinikah, Shlomo, thy son Solomon will offer up before me, before I, on the altar, the altar, the altar. And here, a midrash note, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar, altar. Vayelecha hamelecha givona lizboach sham ki yehia habama hagdola elef olota ya'ile shlomo Allah mizbeach hahu hahu hahu. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. Vayelech hamelecha givona lizboach sham sham. For that was the great high place. Ki yehi habama hagdola, gdola, gdola. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. Elef olota ya'ile shlomo al hamizbeach hahu, hahu, hahu. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4. No generation is without its scoffers. No generation is without its scoffers. What did the impudent men of Dawid, of David's generations do? They used to walk by Dawid, by David's window, and say to him, Dawid, when will Hekalo HaHekal, when will the temple be built? And when shall I and I go to the house of the Lord? And Dawid and David would say to himself, even though they intend to provoke me, even though they intend to provoke I swear that what they ask makes me rejoice. Samachti, in my heart, belibi. Hence, here, he said, I rejoice when they said to me, let us make I and I go to the house of the Lord. Samachti beomrim li Beit Yahuwah nelek, Beit Yahuwah nelek, 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 nelek. Our feet stood because of thy gates, O Jerusalem. Our feet stood because of thy gates, O Yerushalayim. Hear the Beit verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit, Kaf Beit. Omdota hayu ragleinu biyeshe arayik Yerushalayim. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, what made our feet stand firm in war? War. The gates of Jerusalem, the gates of Yerushalayim, where I and I occupied ourselves with Torah, 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 where we occupied ourselves with Torah, with Jah's directions, instructions. Omdot hayu ragleinu, biyesh arayik Yerushalayim. Our feet are standing within thy gates, O Yerushalayim, O Jerusalem. Hear, Midrash notes, gates here, she'ar, in the phrase, biyesh'arayik, the eye gates speaking to she, Be she'arai, she'arai, she'arai. Gates, she'ar. As often elsewhere in rabbinic writings, gates, she'ar, stands for the courts of learning and of law. Gates stands for the courts of learning and the courts of Torah and the courts of Torah and the courts of law. Law, law. Law. That's what made our feet stand firm in war. In war. The gates of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, where we, I and I, occupied I and ourselves with Torah. Omdot hayu ragleinu. Our feet are standing. Omdot hayu ragleinu. Biyeshe araik Yerushalayim. Within thy gates, O Jerusalem, Irasalam. Jerusalem. Thou art builded, hear, the Gimel Gamel, the third verse, Yerushalayim, Habnuya, Yerushalayim, Habnuya, Jerusalem that art builded. Rav Yohanan taught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, I will not enter into the heavenly Yerushalayim until I can enter the earthly Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will not enter into the heavenly Jerusalem until I can enter the earthly Jerusalem. For it is said, even in Hosea 11 and 9, until the Holy One is builded in the midst of thee, of the eye, I will not enter into the city, the city, the city, the city.
Hear, Hosea
11 and 9, full of verse that reads, I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not come in fury. Lo e'aseh chron napo, lo ashuv alei shachet Ephraim, ki el anochi v'lo ish be'ekerbeka kadosh v'lo avot be'ir, be'ir, be'ir.
So here the Midrash notes, so also the RV, the Revised Version, the JV, the Yehudi Version, it reads, I will not come in fury. However, the Hebrew word ir, 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 may mean either city or the state of being roused, the state of being roused. Hence, here, fury. So here, Rav Yohanan, according to the reading in Hosea 11 and 9, until the Holy One is built, in the midst of thee, I will not enter into the city, or I will not come in fury. With lo avo be'ir, v'lo avo be'ir, with lo avo be'ir, 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 be'ir. I will not enter into the city. I will not come in fury. But is there a heavenly Jerusalem, a heavenly Yerushalayim? Ken, yes, yay. For it is written, even here in today's daily psalm, here in Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit, verse Gimel, the third verse, Jerusalem, that art builded as a city, bound by fellowship to the other, bound by fellowship to the other. Yerushalayim, habanuya ke'ir shechubrah lah yachdau. Jerusalem, that are builded as a city that is compact together. Ki'ir shechubrah lah yachdau. Or, as a city bound by fellowship, bound by fellowship. Shechubrah, shechubrah, shechubrah lah yachdau. Fellowship to the other.
The other.
The other.
And here, a Midrash note, it was believed that Jerusalem had its prototype in Shemaima, Shemaim in the heavens, and that the two cities were situated exactly opposite of each other.
Here.
An additional Midrash here, Shechubrah, Shechubrah lah. Ke'ir shechubrah lah yachdav, yachdav. Here, as a city that is compact together, as a city bound by fellowship, chubrah, chubrah. Chubrah comes from chabar, chabar, chaver, chabar, chaver, as we have chaberim, chaver, chavar, machiver, to unite, to join, to bind together, to be joined, to be coupled, to be in league, to heap up, to have fellowship with, to be compact. Also, in a sense, to be a charmer. Here, the H2266 word, chabar, chabar, at the root of the phrase we have here in the Gimel, the third verse, ke'ir shechubrah lah yachdau, shechubrah, chubrah, from chabar, to unite,
to be joined, also to tie magic charms to charm, also to unite with, to make an ally, to unite, to join, to ally, to be in league, alliance together, to join oneself to. Here in the Strong's definition, this primitive root, chabar, at the root of shechubara, chubara, to join, whether literally or figuratively, specifically by means of spells, to fascinate, to charm a charmer, also, as we have in the translation, to be compact, as a city that is compact together, ke'ir shechubrah la yachdal, have fellowship with, as a city bound by fellowship to the other, ke'ir shechubrah la yachdal, have fellowship with, to heap up, to join self, to join together, and to league, to be in league, league, league. And here, an additional Sefer Tehillim notes, this psalm is more off Kaf Beta, the pilgrim's joy psalm, as a city that is compact together. If the pilgrimage occurred after the work of Nehemiah had been finished, with the walls and ruined buildings restored, the words here, 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 Shema Yisrael, the words here, they convey the impression that the city, now made in comparison with its former depressing appearance, it was now a completed whole. A more satisfactory Targum, does not see in the words a description of the city's material condition, but of its psycho-spiritual, religious, religious, and national purpose. The verb is compact. Chubara comes from chabar. This is used of human association, and yields the noun chabir, companion, and chabarim, Chabir, companion. Some say it's difficult to translate the phrase has the meaning as a city in which companionship, shechubrah la, together, together, was fostered, yachdal. It was the center that held the scattered tribes together, together, in a coherent body. Now here, Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, took these words to mean that Jerusalem, is a city that makes all Yisrael, call Yisrael, all Israel, into a fellowship, chabrim. That is, Israel, Yisrael, is deemed a fellowship whose members in their daily living, in their daily liberty, are observant of ritual and moral laws of the moral theocracy of His Divine Majesty. Chabarim. Question. For all the days of the year? Only, said Rav Ze'era, when the tribes go up to avow the name of the Lord, to avow the name of Jehovah. And here, the Dalet verse of Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit of Psalm 122. Shesham Alu Shivatim Shivteya Eduta Yisrael Lehodota Leshem Yahuwah. Whither the tribes went up. Shesham Alu Shivatim. Even the tribes of Yah, even the tribes of Jah, Shivtei Yah, Eduta LeYisrael, as a testimony, for a testimony to Yisrael, Edut LeYisrael, LeHodota LeShem Yahuwah, to give thanks, to avow, to give thanks, LeHodot LeShem Yahuwah, to the name of Jehovah. That is to say, only during the pilgrimage festivals, only during the Shalosh Regalim,
Rav Abin Bar Rav Ada taught in the name of Rab. At the time, after I was at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, causes His presence, His face, His perception to rest on Yisrael, on Israel, and testifies to the tribes being Amo, to the tribes being His people, His Vu. And here, a Midrash note, being His people, He will not testify concerning a man who marries a woman of base origin. That is to say, a woman whose descent is not free from blemish. For it is said, the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, when the testimony is that they are of Israel. Shesham alu shevatim shivteya edut li Yisrael. And on what rest the Lord's testimony that they are of Israel? Edut li Yisrael? It rests on their being undebased tribes of the Lord. Undebased. Shivteya, tribes of Jah. Another reading, the tribes of the Lord, Yod He, Shivteya, Shibteya, the tribes of Jah, when the testimony was that they were of Yisrael, Edut Li Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, said, with my name, Shemi, I testify of the tribes of Israel, of Yisrael, that in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, they did not defile themselves by whoring. With my name, Shemi. Here, Midrash note, the letters, the Hebrew letters, Yod and He, making up the name Yah, in the phrase Shivteya, of the Lord, the name Yah, the name Jah of Jehovah, occur in reverse as the initial and concluding letters, Hebraically speaking, in the names of the tribes at the time they left Mitzrayim, at the time they left Egypt. Limashal, and for example, we have the tribe of Reuven. Here, Bamidbar, in Numbers, Kaf Veit, in Numbers chapter 26, for example, verse 7. We have the name, Ha Reuveni. Here we have the first letter, the He in Ha, the definite article, the Ha, and the last letter, Yod, in Ha Reuveni. So here we have the first and last letters in reverse as the initial and concluding letters in the names of the tribes of Yisrael at the time they left Egypt. For example, Numbers chapter 26, verse 7. Eile Misha Pechot HaReuveni. These are the families of the Reubenites. Eile Misha Pechot HaReuveni. And as example, verse 14, these are the families of the Simeonites. These, Eile Misha Pechot HaShimoni. Again, Ha, and Yod in the first and the last in reverse order of the name Yah. HaShimoni. Eile Misha Pechot HaShimoni. And also here. In verse 27, where it reads, these are the families of the Zebulunites. These are the families
of the Zebulunites. Eile Misha Pechota Hazavuloni. And elsewhere throughout this chapter, Bamidbar in Numbers, Numbers chapter 26, Bamidbar, Kaf, Wow, 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 Kavav, Kafwav, Kafwav, Kafwav. Therefore, Shivtei Yah, the tribes of Yah, the tribes of Jah, when the testimony was that they were of Israel. Edut li Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, with Shemi, my name, I testify of the tribes of Yisrael, that in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, they did not defile themselves by hoeing, by whoring. And whence and where do we know that they were not even suspected of wantonness? Because it is said that, according to Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 24 and 10, the son of an Israelitish woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the children of Israel, went out among the sons of Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. Vayetzei ben Isha Yisraelita Zehua ben Isha Mitzriya Betok Bnei Yisrael. And the son of an Israelitish woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the Bnei Yisrael, among the sons, among the children of Israel. Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelit Wehua ben Ish Mitzri Betok Bnei Yisrael.
Bnei Yisrael.
Bnei Yisrael. Thereby, Scripture makes known the virtue of Yisrael, the virtue of Israel. For there was only one such wanton woman among them. And Scripture is careful to publish her name.
Her name. Her name.
And here the Midrash note. Dibri's daughter, Shelomit, married to an Israelite, committed adultery with a Mitzri, with an Egyptian, and gave birth to a son who was to become a blasphemer of the Hashem, a blasphemer. So here, Dibri's daughter, Shelomit, married to an Israelite, committed adultery with a Mitzri, with an Egyptian, and gave birth to a son who was to become a blasphemer.
Blasphemer. Blasphemer.
The virtue. The virtue of Israel, of Yisrael, is clearly asserted in later revelation, even in Shir HaSharim and Song of Songs of Shlomo and Song of Songs of Solomon 4 and 12, where it reads, a garden barred is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed,
sealed, sealed.
Gana na'ula echoti yakala gan na'ula. Ma'yana Khatum, a garden shut up is my sister, Dan Na'ula Echoti, my bride. Kala,
Kala,
Kan,
Kan,
Kan. Ma'yan Khatum, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. A garden barred is my sister, my spouse. My spouse, Kala, here, taken to mean Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel. Gan na'ola choti, Kala gan na'ola ma'iyana chatum,
chatum.
By a garden barred, gan na'ol, na'ol. It is meant that there was no pederasty. No pederasty.
No pederasty.
No pederasty. Pederasty is defined as sexual activity involving a man and a boy. By a spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
Sealed.
Kala na'ola ma'iyana chatum. Kana na'ola chotia. Kala gala na'ola ma'iyana chatum. By a spring shut up, a fountain sealed, gal na'ul ma'iyana chatum, This is meant that there was no fornication, no pornication. According to Rav Natan, the garden bard, the Gana Naul, stands for the married woman of Yisrael, the married woman of Israel, and a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Gal Naul Ma'iyan Nachatum. This stands for the betrothed woman of Yisrael, of Israel. Midrash note, they had no sexual relations until they were married, that is to say. Another comment, a garden bard is my spouse. A garden bard, Gan Naul, Kala, my bride. A garden bard is my spouse. Gana Naul, Kala. And a spring shut up. Gal Naul. This refers to two modes of cohabitation. One, natural, and the other, unnatural. And the Midrash note, one natural and the other unnatural. See Leviticus Rabbah 32 and 5. Rav Acha taught, Jerusalem will be rebuilt for the sake of the tribes of Yisrael, for the sake of the tribes of Israel. Here a reference to the Pesikta Rabati 4 and 1. For directly after it is said, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, that art builded. Yerushalayim, habanuya, Jerusalem, that art builded. There follows the words, whither, where the tribes go up. Shesham, alu, shivatim. Shesham, alu, shibatim. Whither, where, shesham, alu, they go up, shivatim, the tribes, there, they will set thrones for judgment. There, they will set thrones for judgment. Ki shamma yashvu akisota le mishpat, judgment of the goyei haaretz, judgment of the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community of the earth, of the earthly plane, judgment of the goyei haaretz. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, where they that love thee may prosper. Shalu shaloma Yerushalayim yishalayu. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper that love thee. Or pray for the peace of Yerushalayim, where they that love thee may prosper. Shalu shalom Yerushalayim. Yishalayu ochevayik. In the Shemona Esrei, in the 18 benedictions, the Amidah, Why is the prayer, and to Jerusalem, thy city, return in mercy, recited directly after HaTefillah, the prayer, towards the righteous, may thy tender mercies be stirred. Veli Yerushalayim erka berachmim atashub, and to Yerushalayim, thy city, return in mercy. Veli Yerushalayim erka berachmim atashub. Why is this recited directly after the prayer toward the righteous, al ha-tzadikim, on the righteous, al ha-tzadikim, may thy tender mercies be stirred. We'aleinu yehemu arachemikai Yehovah Eloheinu, because scripture Scripture says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, where they that love thee may prosper. 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 Shailu shalom Yerushalayim. Yishalayu ohe bayik. In what other place can the horns of the righteous, the tzadikim, be exalted? That is to say, prosper in a manner of speaking. Except in Yerushalayim,
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 Yerushalayim.
The disciples of the wise, the Talmudim of HaHakam, Hakamim, they make peace. They make peace, shalom, abound in the world. For it is said, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and abundant shall be the peace of thy children. In Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 54 and 13. V'kol banayik limudei Yehovah v'rav shalom banayik, and all thy children, speaking to she, v'kol banayik shall be taught of Jehovah limudei Yehovah, and great v'rav, and great v'rav shalom, and great shall be the shalom v'rav shalom banayik. And great shall be the peace, the shalom of thy children.
Thy children.
Thy children. So, too, the Mizmor, the psalm, even today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit, says, for my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Peace be within thee. Le ma'an achaya. For my brethren and companions' sakes, lima'an achaya v're'ai. Edaberana shalom bak. I will now say, edaberana na. Peace be within the eye. Shalom bak, 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 bak. Lima'an abeit Yahuwah elheinu evakeshat ovlak. For the sake of the house of Jehovah, I and I Elohim, if I kashat of lak, I will seek thy good, 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 good.